North Texas City to vote on possible casino development. The Irving Planning and Zoning Commission is set to vote on a proposed rezoning plan that could pave the way for casino gambling if Texas legalizes it. The development, which would span 1,001 acres, would be located in Irving and include the former Texas Stadium site, which housed the Dallas Cowboys from 1971 to 2008. The project is envisioned as a mixed-use space with corporate offices, retail stores, and residential units, along with a destination resort designed to accommodate casino gaming. However, the proposal has sparked opposition from local residents. Development could include new home for Dallas Mavericks. Plans for the development also include a convention center, a 1,750-room hotel, and a movie theater. Additionally, there is speculation that the Dallas Mavericks could relocate to a new 15,000-seat arena within the complex, as the basketball team's majority owners are also affiliated with Las Vegas Sands. A business entity linked to Las Vegas Sands Corp., LVS, purchased land in the area in 2023, months before Miriam Adelson, the widow of LVS founder Sheldon Adelson, acquired a controlling interest in the Mavericks. Las Vegas Sands has long viewed Texas as a key market for commercial gaming expansion, particularly the Dallas-Fort Worth region. The company has invested heavily in lobbying efforts and made several contributions to Texas politicians. In August and September 2024, the Texas Sands PAC donated $150,000 to Governor Greg Abbott and $100,000 to Comptroller Glenn Hagar. Last summer, the Texas Association of Business hosted a roundtable to generate support for casino gaming in Texas, during which Sands CEO Patrick Dumont told the Real Estate Council in Dallas that the company intends to invest at least $2 billion in the project, with potential spending reaching $12 billion. Residents protest against Las Vegas Sands. On Friday, hundreds of Irving residents gathered at the convention center to protest Las Vegas Sands' presentation on the proposed resort. Many voiced concerns about potential increases in crime, addiction, and drunk driving in the area. The Planning and Zoning Commission is scheduled to vote on the project on March 17. If approved, it will move to the Irving City Council for consideration on March 20. Even if the city approves the development, gambling remains illegal in Texas under Penal Code Chapter 47. Legalizing casino gaming would require amending the state constitution, which needs a two-thirds majority vote in both the Texas House and Senate, followed by approval from Texas voters in a statewide referendum.